I'd like you to turn with me to 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. We read in 1 John, the fourth chapter, that heresy, which denied that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, John actually deals with that subject throughout his first epistle. And there's an interesting passage beginning in verse 18 going down to verse 23 where he deals with it in part. But I want to emphasize more the idea of the Antichrist that is mentioned in that text. Notice in verse 18, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." This verse is one of the, it points out or explains one of the problems that we have with regard to the concept of, quote, the Antichrist. It's a really interesting theory and philosophy that is part of premillennial teaching and thought that really has captured the imagination of the world today. We're looking for an individual, a single person who's going to show up sometime in the future, who we are going to refer to as the Antichrist, and that this individual is going to be the evil power that allies himself against Christ, which leads to the final events, Armageddon, establishment of Christ's thousand-year reign, all those things. Well, actually, I want you to note, and if you've got a New King James Version of the text, you'll notice this is the case, beside the word "the" in verse 18, "the Antichrist is coming." The word "the" has a little number one. If you look in the note, it says that there are certain manuscripts that omit the word "the." You might also notice that in that verse, the word "antichrist" there is capitalized as if a single individual, the Antichrist, as contrasted with later in that verse where there are many Antichrists have come. The word "antichrist" has reference to a spirit or a philosophy that is in opposition to Christ. It is not a reference to a specific person, some prophesied individual that will portend the end of this dispensation. And in fact, if you look at it as many manuscripts read it, and you don't put the capital A, which isn't found in the Greek anyway, you can read it as, "It's the last hour, as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come." In other words, what John is saying is, you've heard it's coming, it's already here. These are the last days. And there are many who will raise themselves in opposition to Christ. Any individuals among you who have left and indicated their spirit of opposition to Christ. Now I want you to note in verse 21 the statement made, "I have not written to you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?" He is Antichrist, not the Antichrist, but he is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. And so any individual who allies himself against Christ is Antichrist. It's not some mystical figure that is shrouded in the shadows and yet to show his face. There are many Antichrists that have existed from the first century till today, and that spirit of opposition against Christ will continue until he comes again. But in that day, every knee shall bow and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God and is Lord. And what we want to invite you to do and to invite you to consider this evening is the importance and the benefit to you personally to make such an acknowledgement now. Not to be opposed to Christ, but rather to submit to Christ and to acknowledge him as the anointed, Jesus, the anointed of God, the Savior of mankind, by responding in faith to the gospel preached that your soul might be saved. If you want to do that this evening, the invitation is given to you. If you will, repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away, you can rise and walk in newness of life with the hope of heaven. And you will not be Antichrist. You will be pro-Christ. You will be a follower of him, one who submits himself, a disciple of the Lord. We hope and pray that you'll take advantage of that opportunity this evening. If we can help you or anyone who is here in any way, we offer that invitation this evening. Would you come? While together we stand and sing.